Beginning of the End, Chapter 9, The Beginning of the Literal Week. Like the Sabbath, the week had its beginnings at creation, and it has been preserved through Bible history. God Himself measured off the first week, which consisted of 7 24-hour days. 6 days were used in the work of creation, and on the seventh God rested, then set it apart as a day of rest for humanity. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. This reason appears beautiful and ordained when we understand the days of creation to be literal. The first 6 days of each week are given to us for work, and on the seventh day we are to rest from our work to recognize and honor the Creator's rest. But the teaching that the events of the first week required thousands upon thousands of years is godlessness in its most subtle and dangerous form. Its real character is so disguised that it is held and taught by many who profess to believe the Bible. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Psalm 33, verse 6. The Bible does not recognize long ages in which the earth slowly evolved from disorder. Of each successive day of creation, the sacred record declares that it consisted of the evening and the morning, like all other days that have followed. Geologists claim to find evidence from the earth that it is very much older than the Bible teaches. Bones of men and animals much larger than any that now exist have been discovered, and from this many conclude that the earth was populated long before the time brought to view in the record of creation. Such reasoning has led many professed Bible believers to adopt the position that the days of creation were vast, indefinite periods. But apart from Bible history, geology can prove nothing. Relics found in the earth do give evidence of conditions differing from the present in many respects, but the time when these conditions existed can be learned only from the inspired record. In the history of the flood, inspiration has explained that which geology alone could never discover. In the days of Noah, men, animals, and trees many times larger than now exist were buried and thus preserved as an evidence to later generations that the inhabitants perished by a flood. God designed that the discovery of these things should establish faith in inspired history. But many today, with their false reasoning, fall into the same error as did the people before the flood. The things that God gave them as a benefit, they turn into a curse by making a wrong use of them. There is a constant effort to explain creation as the result of natural causes, and even professed Christians accept human reasoning in opposition to Scripture facts. Many oppose investigating the prophecies, especially Daniel and Revelation, declaring that we cannot understand them. Yet these very people eagerly receive the suppositions of geologists, in contradiction of Moses' account. Just how God accomplished the work of creation, He has never revealed to us. Human science cannot search out the secrets of the Most High. See Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Those who leave the Word of God and try to account for His created works on scientific principles are drifting without chart or compass on an unknown ocean. The greatest minds, if not guided by the Word of God in their research, become bewildered in their attempts to find the relationship between science and revelation. Those who doubt the records of the Old and New Testaments will be led to go a step further and doubt the existence of God. Then, having lost their anchor, they are left to beat about on the rocks of falseness and deceit. The Bible is not to be tested by human ideas of science. Skeptics, through an imperfect comprehension of either science or revelation, claim to find contradictions between them, but rightly understood, they are in perfect harmony. Moses wrote under the guidance of the Spirit of God, and a correct theory of geology will never claim discoveries that cannot be harmonized with his statements. True science and the Bible agree. In the Word of God, many questions are raised that scholars can never answer. There is much among the common things of everyday life that human minds, with all their boasted wisdom, can never fully understand. Yet scientists think they can comprehend the wisdom of God. The idea is widespread that He is restricted by His own laws. People either deny or ignore His existence, or think to explain everything, even the operation of His Spirit on the human heart, and they no longer reverence his name. Many teach that nature operates in harmony with fixed laws with which God himself cannot interfere. This is false science. Nature is the servant of her Creator. God does not set aside his laws, but is continually using them as his instruments. In nature there is the continual working of the Father and the Son. Christ says, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." John chapter 5, verse 17. Regarding this world, God's work of creation is completed. The works were finished from the foundation of the world, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. But his energy is still exerted in upholding the objects of his creation. Every breath, every beat of the heart, is an evidence of the universal care of him in whom we live and move and have our being, Acts chapter 17, verse 28. The hand of God guides the planets and keeps them in position. He brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. Through his power, plants and greenery flourish. Leaves appear and the flowers bloom. He makes grass to grow on the mountains. Psalm 147, verse 8. And by him the valleys are made fruitful. All the beasts of the forest seek their food from God. Psalm 104, verses 20 and 21. And every living creature, from the smallest insect to the full-grown human, is daily dependent upon his providential care. All true science is in harmony with his works. All true education leads to obedience to his government. Science opens new wonders to our view. It soars high and explores new depths, but it brings nothing from its research that conflicts with divine revelation. The book of nature and the written word shed light on each other. We may be ever searching, ever learning, and still there is an infinity beyond. The works of creation testify of God's power and greatness. See Psalm 19, verse 1. Those who take the written word as their counselor will find in science an aid to understand God. Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Romans chapter 1, verse 20.